So if we recall last year, we had dealt with the Chakira in this Gemara daf Bezim and Bez as to whether why Stama is kosher, right? That's clearly Stama Kilashma. That's very pashut in our Sugya. So Stama Kilashma, why is that? And we had a fundamental Chakira Rav Elchanan in this piece quoted from the assumption of Rav Chaim, as Rav Chaim said, the psul shalosh b'vakachim ain't mishum chisor machshavas l'shma. They ain't tzorich l'achshav l'shma b'vakachim. Rav Chaim is very clear. You don't need l'shma by kachim. V'had the mifsul machshavas l'shma b'shem d'havi he machshava haposeles. Come on, machshavas pegol v'chutzlim komo. Right? You don't need l'shma. It is just a psul. That's what the That's what Rav Chanan quoted from Rav Chaim. So here we have the Grach. Let's do this. Put this on the board quickly. He says that you don't need positive lishma. There's just a psul of machsheves shelo lishma. And then the model is very clear. The model is pigel. Remember, pigel means you think you're going to eat it after the right time. Clearly, there's no requirement that when you bring the carbon, you have to think to eat it at the right time. You don't have to think about eating it at all. It's just that there's a psul of thinking to eat it at the wrong time. As opposed to what we were about to, what seems like from Rashi, that Tosfos is going to do Ramaskol Zvachin, which is what sounds like from Rashi, Mashmos of Rashi, is that you do need positive lishma, but min hastam, psychologically, you have lishma. Right? Because after all, a stam person, obviously the assumption is lishma doesn't have to be a lishma that's in your consciousness that you're really focusing on with every fiber of your heart and soul. It just means that you have to think that you want things to go the right way and you don't want to mess with the system. And therefore, a stam person who sheks kachim is shekting it even if he's not thinking terribly much. Min hastam, if you ask him, what carbon were you thinking that it should be? He says, whatever carbon it was. What am I doing? I look like a weirdo? And that's good enough. That's a psychological stam lishma. You ask him, what bilum? Whoever it was makdish at. Why would I mess with anything? Okay. And then we pointed out that there were some nafkaminas. This is where it all started, where Rashi says that it is counts as shelo lishma. Says Rashi in Hulin. It's considered shelo lishma. Why? Because a katan, he can't think anything halachically. While Tosfos said very clearly that no, a katan is considered lishma. Oh, what was the problem? The problem in Chulin was something else. Masasik. The problem is that he didn't even have kavana to do a mice of shkitas kachim. But lishma, what korban thought it should be, that's not an issue there in Chulin. And the second nafkamina we pointed out, there's this nice Rashi lishitaso. Says Rashi. But Mordechai, he says that, how about the comparison to writing a Sefer Torah that Rashi says, in both cases, it's obvious that you mean Lashma. When someone writes Rashi Brahma Kim, obviously they mean Lashma. He brought a writing from Zvachim, which proves that in Zvachim we're talking about a psychological assumption about human nature. Well, clearly, I think Tosfos would not make this comparison, because Tosfos says you want to claim something about someone's psychology when they're writing, say, for Torah. You can make the claims you want, but don't compare it to Zvachim. By zvachim, this is not a psychological claim. This is a halachic claim that you don't need lishma. Just don't mess it up by thinking shelo lishma. And then we just pointed out that that there were two concepts in the Gemara that worked well for Tosfos, which is the man de Omar Akira betos lavshmi Akira, meaning a shelo lishma by mistake doesn't count. So that works well for Tosfos, because it's not a psul if it's by mistake. Only things you do on purpose counts. Nika, because a mistake is not a psul. But for Rashi, right, Rashi, this manda would be difficult. He could possibly like the other manda omer, right? Because you didn't really think the shema. Right, just because you mistakenly thought shelo lishma, but you still didn't think lishma, so you might say he disagrees with that man d'amar. And the most difficult was the sugya of chatas l'shem chulin was kosher. Why is chatas l'shem chulin kosher? Because the principle of lavming ola makriba. Okay, this would be nicha. Why? Because a L'shem chulin is not within the realm. So therefore, a machshava that's not in the realm of kodshim doesn't count as a psul. The only thing that counts as a psul is something that's a machshava that's recognized in the world of kodshim. You have the wrong machshava. A machshava that's not in kashrut at all, that's if it doesn't exist and can't count as a psul. While for Rashi, this would be kasher, because, again, if you did chatas l'shem chulin, you could not count l'shem chulin, but he still wasn't thinking chatas, right? Because he didn't really think l'shma, right? And basically, these two rayas for Tosfos against Rashi are basically the same idea. When you had a bad machshava that somehow doesn't count, then it's kosher. That works well for Tosos. If it, the bad machshava doesn't count, it's not a psul, you're left with nothingness, and nothingness is okay. For Rashi, that's tricky. You need a real positive lishma, so your bad machshava might not count it, but you still didn't have a good machshava. We're not going to say psychologically the guy who did Akira Batos really thought lishma. We're not going to say psychologically the guy who thought Hashim Kulin really thought lishma. So that was difficult, and then we suggested that, in the end, we suggested for Rashi that there might be a tzvei dinim, and what would be the tzvei dinim for Rashi? Beis dinim l'Rashi would be that for the psul, chatas, and pesach, then you don't need lishma. There's just a psul of shelo lishma. Right? That's what we left off with. For chatz and pesach, to be kasher, kashrus, upsul, but for aliyah l'shem chova, b'chol hazvachim, it's actually not just hazvachim, nachas also, there you need positive lishma, but stama is psychologically lishma, right? It's a, and therefore what we said is if you take the nafkaminas, if you take the nafkaminas by a katan, what you might say is that it's not pasul, but it's not ola l'shem chova, and that could fit what Rashi says there. When you take this, you would have to say that the comparison to the Omdina about Sefer Torah was from the Din Aliyah L'Shem Chova, where it's a psychological Omdina that you really mean L'Shma, because after all, why wouldn't you? So too, when you're writing a Sefer Torah, you really mean L'Shma, because why wouldn't you? And in these last two points, you have to say that Akira, at least the Manda Omar, Akira Betobus, Lav Shmei Akira, he just means it's not pasul. But he, because you don't have a pasul, but he also admits you don't have Lashma, so he also admits that it's not Ola L'shem Chova. This would be a big chiddush in that sugya, which maybe Rashi could say. And the last thing you have to say is that Chatos L'shem Chulin is not pasul, but it's also not Ola L'shem Chova. And basically for Rashi, we're trying to like get out of these kashas by making it Tzvei Dinin, saying in order to be Ola L'shem Chova, you really need Lashma. In order to not be pasul in Chatos and Pesach, and maybe Kibsei Atzeres, which according to many Manda Amram, are considered like Chatos and Pesach for this reason, for reasons that we won't go into the Griz now, then you don't need Lashma to make it kasha. Just a Lashma makes it pasul. To be Ola L'shem Chova, you need Lashma. And then we split all these nafkaminas, and the reason why this is an attractive way to defend Rashi is because I'm making up this whole Tzvei Dinin and the difference between Aliyah L'shem Chova and basic Kashrus, but I'm not making it up. That's exactly what Abaye said in Daf Yud Vav and Beis, and this is precisely the words of Abaye on Daf Yud Vav and Beis. What does he say? Chatos L'shem Chova is kosher, but ain't a maratzeh.
Let's go against the Mishnah, Rebbe.
How so?
The Mishnah seems to indicate that the level of the Shema you need it in Chatos is a higher level of the Shema than you need in the Shema.
No, it just seems to indicate that the results of not having the Shema are more serious. I don't think it indicates that at all. You're right, it's a chiddush. I'll be pashtus for you to say it's only one big dip. But given that Abaye already makes a chiluk, he says, well, sometimes it could be a difference. Like, Chatos L'shem Chulin is kosher v'ein maratzeh. You would just ask yourself, why does Abaye think Chatos L'shem Chulin is kosher v'ein maratzeh? If it's considered l'shma, it should be kosher maratzeh. If it's considered shalom l'shma, it should be pasul. Obviously, he thinks that Chatos L'shem Chulin is considered l'shma l'ein of being kosher and not pasul, but it's considered shalom l'shma l'ein of not being olah l'shem chova. So once you have that already, then maybe that's Pshat and Rashi. Okay. Behemshif, you can ask one kasha of Pshat Rashi, and then if you looked at the Griz in Hilchos Psulei Mukdashim, you can answer that, and then if you think about it, you can ask another kasha on that, and we're not going to go through all that now. But I think this Abaye might be the key to defending Rashi. If you really take Rashi seriously, then he has two sugis against him. The answer is, just go to Abaye. There's two different dinim with different standards of Lashma and Shalom Lashma. Okay, that is Chazara. Now, what I want to come back to here is Rabbi Elchanan's point. Rabbi Elchanan had a problem with his Rebbe Reb Chaim. And what was Rabbi Elchanan's problem? He actually said his Rebbe Reb Chaim had a problem. He had a problem with a diuk in Tosfos and Menachos. Because he had a diuk in Tosfos and Menachos. Now, Rabbi Elchanan doesn't start with Rashi and Tosfos. But luckily, he starts with Tosfos, right? He doesn't even mention Rashi there. But he starts with Tosfos, and what does he say? He says, Tosfos is the man, again, he's not starting with this chart, who says, you don't actually need Lashma. There's just a psul of shalom l'shma. It's like pigle. It's not a need. It's not a requirement. It's just a psul. Like many things. You know, there are some things that are requirements. You know, like probably kohen, etc. Some things that are just psulim. And pigle is primary among them. So, he says, Tosfos of Menachos says the following innocuous seeming statement. He says, let's say you need to dye D-Y-E, the tcheles, the string of tzitzis, that's tcheles l'shma. So Tosfos says, what if I dip, the Gemara says, if I dip a string into the vat of blue dye, just for the sake of testing it, nisayon, then that's pasul for tzitzis, because it wasn't dyed l'shma. That's the Gemara. Says Tosfos, what if I dip it in with double kavana, to test it and to use it for tzitzis? Is that considered l'shma or shalom l'shma? So Tosfos, that's not clear in the Gemara. Tosfos is obviously trying to parry a potential question someone could have in the Gemara. Someone will ask, what's so bad about testing it? Just teach everyone to have in mind to test it and make tzitzis. Tosfos says, no, if you have l'shma v'shalom l'shma, a double kavana, that's no good. Why is that no good? Because of the second Mishnah in Maseches Zvachim, which says, if you l'shman v'shalol l'shman or shalol l'shman v'shman psulim daf yud gimel v'aleph, if you have a double kavan, it's pasul. Second Mishnah in Zvachim. So Tez Tosfos, actually Tosfos goes for Menachos, but same idea. Just like by Zvachim and Menachos, double Kavanah is possible, so too by Tzitzis, double Kavanah is possible. Rav Chaim had the following problem. By Tzitzis, is there a psul of Shelo Lashma or a requirement that it be Lashma? This should be obvious intuitively. A requirement that it be Lashma. Tzitzis, the Heft of Tzitzis has to be Lashma. And the Heft of Tefillin and Sefer Torah and Matzah and Get and many other things have to be Lashma. So Rav Chaim says, what's the comparison? Why is he comparing that to Zvachim? If by Zvachim there's no requirement of Lashma, it's psul. And by Tzitzis there's a requirement of Lashma, then it's not comparable. Tosfos should have said, by Zvachim a double kavan is a problem because you have a psul. If you have a psul, who cares what else you have? But by Tzitzis, a double kavan is kosher because you have the requirement. Who cares what else you have? So he says, he's medayik from that comparison that there's a positive need for Lashma. It's a requirement of Lashma, not just a psul of Shelo Lashma. In which case, like Rashi, but that doesn't work for Tosfos. Right? So then, Rav Elchanan, here's the problem. The problem is that the diuk of the grach from Tosfos in Menachos, what was it? Memchesimid Beis or something? Memtesimid Beis. Memtesimid Beis. From Rashi in, it's written here, right? Yeah, Membezimid Beis. Right, Memtesimid Beis is already back to Kutch. In Menachos, the diuk is that Tosfos is Meduyuk, that there is a, or we should put him here, Meduyuk, that there is a positive requirement of Lishma. But if there's a positive requirement of Lishma, then his comparison makes sense. In Zvachim, there's a positive requirement of Lishma, and it means all Lishma, not shared. Likewise, in Tzitzis, there's a positive requirement of Lishma. It has to be all Lishma, not shared with something else. The problem is this goes against everything we've said in Tosfos. If there's a positive requirement of Lishma, then a kid should be puzzled because he didn't have the positive requirement of Lishma. So says Rav Elchanan something very clever. And Rav Lechtzi makes a big deal of this in his shiur as well. He says that Lishma, this is an interesting question about Lishma. Let me say this in two steps, because everything I'm going to say now is the Brisker Rav thinks very differently. And we're going to have to live with that, and you're going to have to fill it in for homework, and I'll just give you the basic pointers. But says Rav Elchanan, a big chiddush, he says, you do need positive Lishma. It's not just a psul, right? Because the diuk from Tosfos. But here, he's going to get awfully close to our original initial understanding of Tosfos, to Rav Chaim. You do have a positive requirement Lishma. What did Rashi say? You do have a positive requirement, but stam is psychologically Lishma. No. But formally, stam is Lishma. Formally, stam is Lishma. Even without you're thinking anything. There's a positive requirement of Lishma, but formally Stam is Lishma. Now, this seems like a big chiddush. Now, not psychologically, practically. Formally, like automatically. And what does he want to say? And therefore, he wants to say, this is the Das of Tosfos. So then it makes sense that a kid should be considered Lishma, even though he doesn't think anything. Formally Stam is Lishma, even if you don't think anything. It's not that you need Lishma and Minastoma, you're thinking Lishma. It's that you need Lishma and Minastoma, it's formally called Lishma, regardless of what you think. And therefore, you would, Tosfos would work out well, and therefore it would make sense that if you had Akir B'Tos, since a Tos doesn't count, you're not thinking anything, then formally it's Lishma. And it makes sense that Chakal Shem Chulin, since Shem Chulin doesn't count, you're not thinking anything, formally is Lishma, but then that would fit the diuk in Tosfos that there's a formal requirement for that, there's a positive requirement for Lishma. So he's saying basically you could say what we've been saying in Tosfos all along, that you don't need to actually think Lishma. But he's having this cake and eating it too. You don't need to actually think Lishma. It's okay to think nothing, but, and that's basically what these three nafkaminas have in common. These are all halachically, 1 second, equals, it counts as thinking nothing. Now, one second, let me explain myself for a moment, even though what I'm about to explain myself, the Brisker Rebbe will disagree with, but I can handle that. So that's, he basically wants to say that he's diok in Tosfos that there's a positive requirement, yet Tosfos thinks you don't actually need to think Lishma, so he has a kik and eats it too. He says, yes, there's a requirement of Lishma, it's not just a psul, it's not just a psul, it's a requirement. But stam is not, you don't need to actually think Lishma, stam is formally considered Lishma. Now what does this mean? It just sounds like empty words. So he says he is sowed. There's another Chakira that I should have left room on the board for, but we'll have to expand this. Very simple question, and we dealt with this already. Says Ruchanan, Lishma is a din in. Let me ask you a simple question. If I say mitzvos trichos kavana, that's clearly a din in the maisa that I'm doing. I shake a lulav, I have to shake a lulav with kavana. It's a din in the maisa. On the other hand, there are dinim in the chefza, such as, for example, the lulav has to be hadar. That's clearly, it's not I need a maisa of a mitzvah muderis, that the lulav has to be a chefza of hadar. Or the sukkah has to be a saret fachin. It's clearly a din. So is lishma a din in the maisa? I have to do something lishma? Or the chefza has to be called lishma? So our initial, if we never learned anything before, or let's say we just never thought about it, we would think lishma is in the maisa. I have to do the maisa lishma. Shechita lishma, and kabbalah lishma, and hiluch lishma, and zrika lishma. It's in the maisa. I'm doing the maisa lishma. And ksivas get lishma, and afias matzos lishma, and etc. But if you think about it, maybe it's not so poshut. Rav Lichtenstein is very convinced that Rochanan's right about this. He doesn't quote Rochanan. If you think about it, like, maybe that's not the point of a get lishma. It's not that you need the mice of writing get to be lishma. The chefta of get has to be defined as lishma. How do you define the chefta of get as lishma? By writing it lishma. And let's go back to matzah. It's not that the afiyah has to be lishma. It's that the matzah has to be a chefta shal matzah lishma. It is what does lishma mean? Lishma means what an object is designated for. That's what lishma means, the designation of an object. And halachically, when can you designate matzah? You can't designate matzah when it's sitting in a box. You can only designate matzah at the time you are kneading and baking it. You can't designate it yet when it is sitting in an envelope in the mail, and you also can't designate it yet when it's ink in an inkwell and blank paper. You can only designate it yet through the ksiva, because the maisa of creating something, the maisa is designates it. And maybe what we're saying is that
Maybe,
but that's what the Brisker Rebbe says. But give me a second.
Correct.
So Lichtenstein points out that even in Gittin, there's at least one Havmin in the Gemara that seems to say it's in the Maisa, right? The Havmin in the Sinul Shema, which is Havmin of Gemara. So it's not so poshut. You're right, what I'm saying is not so poshut. But let me just give you one example. For example, some Rishonim write that they ask, how can a Katan write a get with a Gadol supervising? A Katan doesn't know how to do Lishma. So, one answer is, I'm oversimplifying, this has to do with things we discussed during the year. Yeah. One answer is that the Katan's writing the get, but the Gadol supervising does the Lishma.
Right.
Because it's not important that the writer thinks Lishma, it's just that at the time of the writing, someone has to designate this get as Lishma. So it could be that Lishma is a din in the Cheftza. So here, is it an just the proper way to do the action, or is it the designation of the chefza? And says Rabbi Chanan, lishma, and he doesn't only mean it by kachin. He means by matzah, and by git, and by get, and by sefer Torah, and by tzitzis, etc. It's not that the maisa has to be done lishma. It's that the chefza has to be designated lishma. And the maisa is the moment where you designate the chefza. Therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, why would it be that you need lishma and you automatically have lishma? Says Rabbi Chanan, here the Brisker Rebbe disagrees. If you're talking about the way you do the maisa, then I don't know why it would automatically formally be lishma. It should depend what you're thinking if you need lishma. But if you're talking about the chefza, then you know why the chefza is formally lishma until you mess with it? because someone was makdish it as Olas Ruvain, right? When someone's makdish, he said, this is my Olar, this is my Shlomim, or this is Shimon's Olar, you'd be makdish for someone, you know, where this is a Chatas, etc. From the Hakdasha, it already has a designation of the Chemza. So you already fulfilled that positive requirement in the Chemza. All you have to do is not mess with it. And here's how he sort of has his cake and eats it too. On the one hand, he says, you need a Lishma, it's not just a Psol, it's a need. But in the other case, it's a need you always have until you mess it up. Very similar to this possibility. Why? Because the Chefza is already called, Lishma from the Hakdasha. So, says Rav Chanan, but formally the Stam Lishma, even if you don't think anything, because the Chefza is Lishma from the Hakdasha. And therefore, that's how Rav Chanan manages to build his third possibility, have his cake and eat it too. There might be a formal requirement. There might be a positive requirement, but it's not a positive requirement to actually think Lishma. It's a positive requirement to have the formal definition and the designation, the chetz of Lishma, and therefore, as long as you don't mess it up, it still has Lishma positively because someone was makdish
Lishma. I haven't worked it all out, but can't you also say the same sort of thing that every carbon, there's a purpose of the carbon and there's the mechanics of the carbon.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of the carbon is your makdish, the baal is makdish and everything. And that, when you set up a purpose, you have to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
The mechanics of the carbon, it just has to flow along. As long as you don't mess it up, it's sort of automatic.
Aha. Is that different from what I said?
No, I don't think it's totally
okay.
Different, but it's a different...
Okay, maybe, maybe better for the Brisker Rav, who says that it's actually Din of the Maisa, but nonetheless it's automatically the Shmach for the Hakdash.
Why is the fourth one according to... I mean, according to what I said mm-hmm. this morning, I understand myself. But why isn't L'chatas L'shem Chulin messing it up?
Because...
I mean, Mela Akira chose...
Because since L'chatas L'shem Chulin is not considered to be anything, it's considered to be an empty thought because L'shem Chulin is not a valid thought for good or bad in Kachim. Therefore, it's as if you thought nothing. And if you thought nothing, then it retains the original designation. It's as if you redesignated it in a way that's not Tofes. So if you redesignate it in a way that's not Tofes, it keeps its original designation.
So he's very close to Rashi, it's just what the Umdeno. Rashi has an Umdeno, and he just has the Umdeno with that.
Okay, you could put it that way. Now, let me just...
With Rebbe Chanan, when we were reading it, to get rid of the Heftza, the Lishma, it takes something very active. So, like Pigul, that giving this to Pigul. So does Lishma become a subset... Shelo Lishma become a subset of Pigul? What's the mechanism for him to undo the Chefza?
All you have to do is redesignate it.
So if you redesignate, it becomes like Pigul, and that becomes...
No, then it's just missing Lishma. And now when it's missing Lishma, it's puzzle. That's what I mean, he has a positive requirement of Lishma. Meaning, the difference between these two, I think, is subtle. The difference between Rav Chanan and his Rebbe is subtle. They're both saying that it's good as long as you don't mess it up. They're just framing it in two ways. Either it's good as long as you don't mess it up because there is no requirement to Lishma, there's just a social Lishma, or it's good as long as you don't mess it up because there is a requirement to Lishma, but that's met by the Hakdasha as long as you don't reverse redesignate as something else. So the difference is subtle. I admit the difference is subtle. Now, let me just point out that what we have then is a fundamental Chakira here. We don't have much. We have a little room left. I'll just briefly point out, and then I want to go on, and I'm going to have to ask Rafi in a second, but not yet. Hold on. Give me half a second, sorry. That there may very well be that here we have a Chakira, Stomach Lishma, right? And this Chakira really is a matter of what's the nature of this requirement of Lishma. What's the nature of this requirement of Lishma? You know, is it that there's no requirement just a psul, or is it that there is a requirement of lishma, and we pointed out that, let me just tie back to something you saw earlier, that first of all, the Brisker Rav, the Griz, says that there's two dinim. He says they're both true. Why? Because the Rambam talks about lishma in two places. In Hilchos, Maisa Karbonis Perek Dalit, and in Hilchos, Tzulim and Doshin, Perek Yud Gimel, the two Tesvav, and going on, etc. So why does the Rambam talk about it twice? For a brisker, that's a very pressing question. It says it must be because, number one, Maisa Karbonis, there's a requirement of lishma. And number two, there's a psul of shelo lishma. So he says this is din one, or din aleph, Helchas Maisa HaKarbonos, and he actually says in the Kobesh Yerim's way, you automatically have it. And this is Din Beis Helchos Psule HaMukdashin, and the Brisker Rav adds that this is also the difference between Daf Mem Vav and Daf Beis, that the two Machshavas in Daf Beis, L'shem Kodesh Shem Bailim, Shinu Kodesh Shinu Bailim, those have Tzvei Dinim. But the six machshavos of Daf Mem Vav on Beis, those are only mentioned Maisa Karbonos and Absolute Mekdashin. We ask why, and says the Brisker Rav, because those only have the din of the requirement, and they don't have the din of the psul. Okay, so that's a tzvei din, and says the Brisker, that the Brisker Rav says.
Going back to the Inyan of HaKadoshah, and Rav Chanan, when someone's makdish a behemah, must he makdish it for a specific korban?
Yes, he absolutely must. Meaning, someone could say this behemah is hektish without specifying, but then we would interpret his words to be a specific type of hektish. So there's a machlokus in Shkolim, Tim Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua. How would we interpret his word? But there is no such thing as hektish stam. Hektish has to be something specific. So, right, it would be bad. That's the machloket, whether it's for Bedek Abayit or it's for Mizbeach. And if it's for Mizbeach, we would clear home to know of what it is. Now, the last thing I wanted to mention, Rafi, sorry, I'm going to need you to give me to clear up some room for me.
Do you think that the Brisker Rav? I don't think so. I'm not trying to put it in. I don't think the Brisker Rav would agree with Rav Elchanan that the Stam of Nishman in the Cheftza, in the second din, is because of the Hakdosha.
What do you think it's because of? Stam.
That's Stam.
Okay, could very well be, I admit. I'll illustrate this, Kacha. This then brings up one last hakira, which is a hakira they were already mentioned, but I promised that we would tie things up, which is lishma a din in the maisa avoda that has to be lishma, or a din in the designation of the cheftza? Now, you'll say, if it's the designation of the Cheftza, why can't I think Lishma and Shalom Lishma sitting at home? The answer is, you can only define a Cheftza when you are actually helping to create it or to give it its form that it needs to have. And this is a very important Chakira. This is what the Brisker Rav deals with. And the Brisker Rav says an interesting nafkamina, which we have no evidence for anywhere in Shas. But this Brisker Rav says one interesting nafkamina. Nafkamina is that if it's in the Avoda, the avoda needs lishma, is a fascinating question. What if, let me ask you the following question. Pigel is clearly a psul in the cheftza, right? Meaning as soon as someone does pigel, the cheftza of the meat becomes aser karis. If someone has machshavas pigel when they mekabel the blood, then the whole carbon is possible, nothing to do about it. What if there's a psul just in the avoda? Like, for example, someone's mekabel the blood, the coin's a cup of the blood, but he didn't wash his hands. Or he wasn't wearing his afnit. Then, that's not a psul in the heft of the karbon, right? The fact that he was caught the blood without washing his hands first. Psul roch tzir daim rag layim. Or b'chos regadim, without a belt. Is that a psul in the karbon? That's a psul in the avoda. He did the avoda wrong. What's an afkamina? If he did the avoda wrong, maybe you could do it again. Let's say a Kohen didn't wash his hands or wasn't wearing his belt and caught the blood. Okay? He did the avoda wrong. But if there's more blood, a kosher Kohen can come and catch the rest of the blood and still save the carbon. So, the Brisk Rev says, an afkamina is, what about kibel shelo lishma ve yesh od dam betzavar? But there's more blood in the animal's neck. If it's a din in the avoda, says the Brisk Rev, if it's a din in the avoda, then you can do another Kabbalah and make up for it. You can do another Kabbalah and make up for it. Right? Do another Kabbalah Lishma. But if it's that you already ruined the designation of the Chefza, then it's too late to fix. There's nothing you can do about it. You already ruined it. That is the Brisker Rubs Nafgamina. He said between a psul and a din in the avoda. Another nafkamina might be.
So then your psul is that you're going to be likening that to shelo lishma also, to a psul. So that's what I asked you before. How does shelo lishma work as a subset of pigul?
Okay.
Because that's that sad that the Brisker Rav is using.
Right, that he's comparing it to pigul.
He's comparing, but how does that work? How does shelo lishma work as pigul? Pigul means that he's going to read it lechutz lismano. So how does shelo lishma?
It's not a subset of pigul. It's a parallel to pigul.
But what makes that
mean? That you had the so wrong different. Thought. If you have the wrong thought, it passes.
Yeah, but the wrong thought of pigul means I'm going to be eating.
Okay, so there are two wrong thoughts that pass from two different parshas in the Torah. They're not subsets of each other.
Now, I don't understand why, even if you say that demechesa, it's too late to fix. If a Kohen checks a carbon and 95% of the blood they miss and goes on the floor, and then somebody comes along and catches it, it's okay. It's the first part is also no good. I mean, it fell on the floor.
The blood is no good.
Yeah, well, that's
but it's not absolving the carbon. It's only absolving the blood.
Yeah, but here, so whatever they do with the blood, it's no worse than falling on the floor.
That's if it's only a problem in the blood. If it's only a problem in the blood, the avoda only passes the blood.
He didn't do avoda. He didn't do anything.
Sure, did he?
He didn't. If he didn't do it right.
What I mean to say is this: can do another kabbalah lishma because it only affected the blood he was mekabel. Meaning, if it's a din in the avoda, then you only messed up that blood, as opposed to here, that it affected the whole carbon. Because if it's, what I mean is that the cheft, not just the cheft of the blood, the cheft of the carbon. It's not that this blood is not designated properly, it's that the whole carbon is misdesignated. The whole carbon is misdesignated. Then it should be, there's nothing to do about it. It's not just you missed this blood. You ruined the whole carbon. Once you ruin the whole carbon, that's a problem. Let me point out another nafkamina, and this will be, let's point out Rashi will work very nicely. Rashi was on this side, and that side we decided that if, here we get this, din of the Maisa Avoda, then let's just call this 1, 2, 3. Then, if it's din of the Maisa Avoda, then Pashtus is, this works for Rashi's derech. Right? That there's a positive need for lishma, and then you actually need to think lishma. Although, and this I don't want to get into, the Griz says that this din works for derech too, and says the form need for lishma. If it's the nation of the Chefza, then this works for derech 3 over there, it's a psul mechefza, or 2, and that's exactly what Rav Chanan says. He says, it's a din in the chefza, and that's why you need lishma, but you formally, automatically have lishma. So the thing is, then Rashi would work well for this derech, and then you have two Rashi's lishitasin. One is Ibur Tzura. What does Ibur Tzura mean, anyone?
You have to let it decay, get rid of its form.
Let's say you passel a carbon. Do you have to burn it right away, or do you have to leave it overnight till it becomes nosar and then burn it?
Depends what the psul is.
So if the psul is in the etzem hakarbon, then you burn it right away. If the psul is in the dam or the bailim, you messed up the avoda, the dam, or the bailim died, in a case where that's a problem, like a chattas, then, or the bailim somehow became psul, then you have to leave it overnight and then burn it. Meaning, if you just messed up the avoda sadam, it needs a ritzur, you have to leave it overnight. If you messed up the carbon itself, you burn it right away. What about shalol lishma? Does shalol lishma require ibur tzura or not? So Rashi in Menachos Mem Chesem Beis. Now the Brisk Rav points out that there's a secret of this from regarding Pesach, which I'm not going to deal with now. He says needs ibur tzura. This I think works very nicely in Rashi. Why did it need ibur tzura? Because Rashi says it's a problem. You messed up the avoda. It's not that you put the wrong chalos in the carbon. You just messed up the avoda. When you mess up the avoda, it needs ibur tzura. Let me give you an example. If a zar would be mekabel the dam, or a zar would be zorek, or the kohen would do the kabbalah without washing his hands or without his begadim, etc., then it would need ibur tzura because you haven't put a psul in the meat itself. You've just messed up the avoda, right? Needs ibur tzura, like all failures to do avodas hadam properly. Whenever you do the avodas hadam improperly, you need ibur tzura. However, says Tosfos, that's a day we don't paskin like. Tez Tosfos Shan, he says, la halacha, the way we paskin, you burn it miyad. You burn it miyad, just like pickle. He says that must be a different mandamer. He says you don't burn pickle miyad; everything's easy ibur tzura. But so I think this works very well. Lishitasam, Tosfos hold that the whole chefta becomes puzzle. You're redefining this as a puzzle carbon. If you're redefining it as a puzzle carbon, you burn it right away. It's inherently puzzle. Rashi holds no. It's just you did the avoda wrong. If you did the avoda wrong, then you messed up the avoda, but the carbon itself has not become an avoda, so you have to leave it overnight. And therefore, Rashi would work very well, lishitase. And I would just add one last nafkamina, and maybe with this, I will leave everyone, when they go home, to sort out what I'm actually saying. One last nafkamina is what we were dayik, that the Brisk Rav has a different diuk. Okay, but diuk shalanu b'shi'or harishon from Rashi and Daf Mevov and Beis and Tosos. What was our diuk then from Rashi, Memvav and Beis, and Tosos, Daf Beis and Aleph? Our diuk was that Rashi thought that the Shema is a din in the Avoda. That's why we thought Rashi thought there could be a psul that applies to Akhtar Seymurim. How can you have a psul in Akhtar Seymurim? Because you passled the Maisa Akhtar Seymur, you passled that Avoda. Right? That was our diuk. This is our diuk. Therefore, it's shayach to have a psul in Akhtar Seymurim. That was our diuk, if you recall, that Rashi being this a psul, even though it applied to Akhtar Seymurim. Why? You passled the Avoda of Akhtar Seymurim. It's a din the Avoda. While Tosos thought Lishma is a din in kashrus hakarbon, not in the avoda, and therefore, says Tosos, it's not shayach to have a psul in haktaras emurin. Why? Because it's too late to pass the karbon. So basically, Tosos has this, seems to have the shita throughout. It's a din in the kashrus and pasos of the whole carbon. It's a din defining the carbon as kasher or pasul. If you do shalol lishma and chatas and pesach, the whole carbon is pasul, you burn it right away. It's not shayach to have a psul of lishma and akhtar seymurin because it's too late to pass the carbon. Well, Rashi would say no, it's a din doing the avoda properly. Therefore, if you mess up lishma, you still don't burn it right away because you didn't do the avoda properly. But the carbon has been possible, just hasn't had a proper avoda. So you have to leave it overnight. And that's why he said, Rashi says, the psula and akhtar say more, marjiyuk on the first day, because you can possibly avoda even if you don't possibly karban. And I want to say that's Rashi l'shitase, that you really need lishma. Why? Because if it's din the avoda, then, and here I'm going against the brisker rav, if it's a din, I'm going against this. So no, if it's really a din in the avoda, then you're not going to say that you already formally have lishma. In this avoda, why would you formally have lishma? No, you're going to say that you don't yet have lishma. You need to actually think lishma. And then Rashi will work out, well, lishitase, the brisker rav, says sveidinim, says the brisker rav, this is the same sveidinim, he says that this is Hilchos, Maisa Karbonos is a din in the Avoda, and that also applies to the six Machshavos on Daf Mem Vav and Beis, and he says this is Hilchos Psule Hamukdoshin is a psul in the Chetza. He says there's a din about this, but I think that your Radai clearly, you go throughout Seder Kodshim, you see, there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosos. Rashi has an attitude, this is just the right way to do avoda. It's much more similar to mitzvah srikas kavana. You have to do the avoda properly. You have to think the right things in the avoda. You practically have to think things. You know, menastam, you think the right thing, but you practically have to think things, and it's a din in the avoda. Well, Tosos thinks, no, it's not a din in this avoda. This avoda is just an opportunity to pasul or kasha the chefta. It's a din in the chefta as a whole, and therefore, either, like Reb Chaim thought, it's just a psul, or like Rav Chanan thought, no, it's that you need lishma, but not that you need lishma in everything you do. The chetza needs to be called lishma. And that's why stama, minastam, it's formally lishma from the Shas HaKdasha. And I think, you know, there's a lot more to say about these chakiras, but I think already I might be together to fasta meruba, so I'm going to leave it, for now. And go on.
Giving the get. So then the machlokas we showed him whether you can use the star again.
Right, that's similar to the machlokas we showed him, getting daf lamed gimel, about bittel again. Is that bittel the chefs in the get, or just bittel the mice in the sinus again? Correct, it's parallel. Yes, Jonathan.
It's not clear to me the connection between the two chakiras here, on the right hand and the left.
Aha, so that's what I mean.
It seems that they're the same thing.
Aha, so okay, so this is what I was trying, basically, according to Rav Chanan, basically, if you take out the grids, they're the same thing. This is just this, and this is just this. Right? Meaning, if you take out this parenthesis, then it's the same chakiri. I just could have gone down if I wanted to. I could have gone vertically instead of horizontally, and this is 1, and this is 2, 3. The only reason that I confused everyone is because the brisker rav actually says there's tzvei dinim. One is a psul in the chefza, and the other is a din that you formally already have it from the hakdosha, but it's still a din in the maisa avoda.
So they're both are in the graph.
Yeah, no, in the grits.
There's
a psul in the chefza, and two, there's a need for pasul shva in the maisa, but you formally have it already. I'm not saying the words you object to. So he sort of says, this goes with avoda, which is what I didn't love to say, and what Rav Chanan didn't love to say. And that's why, if we just, what color did I not use? I'll clarify. Like this, I would say that this is a din in the avoda, this is a din in the chefza, this is a din in the chefza, except that the brisker rav says that this is a din in the avoda, and therefore he says he would, you know, go down a little differently. That's the relationship between the two of them. And this black is the exact same thing as this red. Just said in two different directions. Okay, I'm going to leave this for now. Hopefully we've appreciated the difference between Rashi and Tosos, and go on to some local points about stama in the continuation of the Gemara. So Rafi, when you get a chance. If you just read our Gemara, there's a Mishnah Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis that says, Halacha L'maisa, right? Anyone here a Kohen? Actually, it doesn't matter, because everyone here is an adult Jew, and you're all Kasher L'Shita, right? So this could apply to all of us. Keep in mind, all these things apply to all of us. We can all shef from the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, right?
Yes.
What?
What's
the I don't think so, not for Shkita. But I'm not sure.
According to Rashi, this is relevant even for others.
What?
According to Rashi, I'm involved, this might even be relevant for not going.
Ah, okay, well, hold that thought. Okay, so, the Gemara in Daf and Vavim Beis says, what did Rabbi Yossi say? You have to think six things. Says Rabbi Yossi, it was quoted in our Gemara, right? What did it say? Well, I'll just read the quote from our Gemara. L'shem shi z'dvar ma'tzavach n'izbach, l'shem z'evach, l'shem z'vach, l'shem shem, l'shem isha, l'shem riach, l'shem shoach, l'achad, l'shem chay. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Ah, mishol ha'ari b'li l'shem asko l'il kosher. Even if you didn't think anything, it's okay. If you didn't think anything, it's still okay. Stam is okay. Shetnai bezdin hu, because it's a tnai bezdin. Notice the our quote, shetnai bezdin hu. And what's the tnai bezdin? Our Gemara explains. Asnu bezdin hu lima l'shmo. Bez says, don't say l'shmo. Dilma asilima shalo l'shmo, because you might think shalo l'shmo. Don't say l'shmo, because you might think shalo l'shmo. Okay. That is the mission, the Gemara. Halach l'maisa. Would you say that, what should someone do practically? Should they do avoda l'shma, or should they do it stam? What's the l'chachila? What would you think? L'chachila, the tonight bezdin, l'chachila stam. I don't know what you before the tonight bezdin, it was different. But after the tonight bezdin, l'chachila is stam. Right? That's what you would think from our Gemara. L'chachila is stam. The, The Tosos has a bit of a compromise. The Brisk Rav suggests maybe there's only a half mina. But Tosos, the kind of Bezin Mas, they says Yishtema. The Gemara asks, if stubble is possible, why would Bezin say something that leads to a psal? So Tosos says, Yishtema, Lomelo, the Hirach, Tolzeha, the Hedya, Omer, Stomach, Kosher. It's before Stomach is Kosher. Achmish, Lohayib, Libo, Lachal, Elo is Kosher. So why would the Gemara just say it leads to a psal? It is stama. Venir the first we shall haim libo hainu shall amar behed yelashim echem nikalilu. Tosos here has a very interesting pshat. You'll tell me if you think it's a good pshat or a bad pshat. He says, you know what? It doesn't mean that you shouldn't think l'shma. It just means you shouldn't say l'shma. You might think it meant that you just shouldn't say l'shma, but you still think l'shma. You still have to think l'shma. Stama is possible. L'hachim deep in time bezik. Yimatz bezik olay behed yimachshav asayi b'shem ha'asa d'yipshosh l'yachshav fal v'yishko stama possible. What does those say? What might you have thought? It's not so clear if this is omid l'maskan or just you might have thought. You might have thought the time bezik was just not to say, but you still have to think l'shma. So then the Gemara says, hold on a second. If you don't have to say, you just think, you'll forget to think, and it'll lead to l'shma, the stama will be possible. And therefore, that's a proof that stum is kosher. Meaning for Tosfos, what's the proof stum is kosher? Because even if tnai bezdin was just not to say but to think, you'll end up forgetting to think, and it'll be stama, and that proves stum is kosher, because bezdin wouldn't be mashal you. So Tosfos, at least in the Havamina, says the tnai bezdin, is that you shouldn't say, rather you should think l'shma. Now, is this a great shot in the Mishnah, in the words of Rabbi Yossi, that he meant you shouldn't say, you should still think? What's his lashon? Ach me, shall haya believo lechu kalevo. Right? Even if it's not in your heart, and Tosa says it means even if you didn't say it. So that's a little tricky. So that's a little duch. The pashut shot is, so let us just say, what is the halacha lemaisa? What's the tnai bezdin? Halacha lemaisa after the tnai bezdin. And, of course, what gave Bezdin the right to make this tnai? That's easy. Because stam is kosher, so it's stam. It'll be okay anyway, right? So how about lichatchila? What are you supposed to do lichatchila? So the pasha pshat in our Gemara is not do l'shma, do it stama, right? That's the pasha pshat that lichatchila you should do stama. And as Rashi has been about today, shuktai Bezdin, sheyishchat stam. Rashi v'vavim beis she tnai bezdin she yishchat stam. So it says Rashi tnai bezdin she yishchat stam. Okay, why? We understand why stam is kosher. It might be more mahudr lechatchila midoraisa to think l'shma, but bezdin said, you know what? If you think l'shma, you might think shalol l'shma. So therefore, better don't say anything. And, right, tafasna rulo tafasna, or as we say, a bird in the hand or two in the bush. If you don't do anything, your carbon will be kosher, and it'll be olo l'shem chova. You'll be okay. So don't mess with it. Ah, I'll be more mohudr by saying l'shma. Yeah, but what if you end up saying shalom l'shma? What if you end up getting confused or for some reason do the wrong thing to shalom l'shma? So better to just have a kosher carbon that's olo l'shem chova than to try to do it the most mohudr way, and you might pass a little gamri. You know, you might, if it's a chatos, you'll pasul a gamri. If it's an ola, you'll pasul it from being yotzei dechova. Okay, better not to get involved. That's the pashup shot. Says Tosos, at least in the Havamina, right? A lot of Akronim assume that Tosos would say this to Maskana. He says, Tnai Bezdin, Sheyachshov Lishma, Velo Yomar Lishma. Tnai Bezdin, to think Lishma instead of saying Lishma. Tos says at least in the Havamina. But this is difficult for a few reasons, right? The main reasons these are difficult is, right? Kasha, Aleph, Lashon, Lo Haya Belibo. The Lashon of Lo Haya Belibo sounds like it wasn't even in his heart. I mean, it's very dachuk to say that means not saying it. That's why I think Tosa might have only been saying Zahavmin. You might have thought Zahavmin. And I have a second problem, which is Mimanafshach. If thinking Lashma is enough to count as Lashma, then what if you accidentally think Shalom Lashma? Then you'll ruin it.
Right.
Like, how does that solve the problem? Don't say Lashma because you might say Lo Lashma. Just think Lashma. But if you think Lashma, you might think Shalom Lashma. So that's still difficult, right? Adayin Shayach Ligzor She'im Yachshov Lishma Yachshov Shalom Lishma. You might get confused accidentally because Shalom Lishma.
You might say they're too dinny.
And what you then have to say to defend Tosos is something very fancy. You have to say, well, thinking Shalom Lishma doesn't possible. Well, if thinking Shalom Lishma doesn't possible, then how does thinking Lishma help? So you have to say this Tzvei Dinim. There's one din of a Li'ikuva, right? And then you'd have to go back. How would you answer this? You'd answer this based on the other Tosos. You'd have to answer this based on the other Tosos. You'd have to say that, you'd have to answer with a Holungus based on Tosos, Lishitase. Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that there's the din of the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that's Ma'akev, and that only depends on deeper. Then there's the din of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, that's only Lechachila, and that depends on Machshava. Okay, really, I would even maybe put it here. If I could add something, I know it's bad to add things, but I might add, maybe you would say that if it's din in the Hefteshel Karbon, it would be, you would need deeper. If it's just a din in doing the Avoda properly, Machshava would be good enough. Back to our deeper Machshava Machlokes, so that's far from Mochrach, because it could just be in general only Machshava. Oh, Machshava would always count, or in general, deeper would always count. So you have to say this Tosel is tossing about Bezim Nalas. Remember Tosel said two dinim? Mem Vavim Bez was a din lechachila. Daf Beis Amud Aleph was a din, that's Ma'akev. So you have to say, well, the Ma'akev din depends on deeper. The Lechachila din depends on Machshava. Why? Because Lechachila is just doing it the right way. Doing it the right way means thinking the right thoughts. The Ma'akev din means defining or passeling the Chefza. To define or passel something, you need deeper. And therefore, it actually makes sense. If they said, don't talk but think, if you think wrong, you'll never be Ma'akev. You'll just lose your Lechachila. But if you talk wrong, it'll be Ma'akev. So this we could defend. Okay, I brought it up because I thought it was good to defend and see how I think that's definitely Lishitase on Tosos, on Daf. Beis Amud Aleph, that there's a Lechachila din and a Ma'akev din. And then it makes sense, the Lechachila din, you're Yotzei with Machshava, the Ma'akev din, you're only Ma'akev with Dibur.
I understand all this with the Shrita, the Kabbalah, and the Halacha. The Zrika is different. You have to know what you're doing. You have to say, I mean, what you're going to say, oh, I'm throwing four Zrikos or two Zrikos. Why am I doing this?
You none of that's Ma'akev.
You have to think a little bit.
No, because none of that's Ma'akev. As long as you do one Zrika, that's good enough.
So, you're what you're saying, no Machshav, is don't even think, don't even right. Do it right.
No! Do it right!
But you don't know what you're doing.
Okay, so clearly know that it's an ola and throw the ola away, but don't think that you're doing it for the sake of an ola. Think that you're just doing the zrika that you do for an ola. But don't think you're doing it for the sake of an ola. I know it's subtle, but you can do it. You know, especially if you assume the machshava has to be... You know how there's two kinds of machshavas? There's explicit machshavas and implicit machshavas? You know? Did you think... your wife asks you, did you think about me at work today? Well, that depends what you mean by think. I mean, did I, like, stop and focus my mind? Or was it like I was thinking about it somewhere in the back of my mind? So if you assume machshava means, no, you have to actually stop and, like, focus on it, meditate on it in your head, Ki'ilu, not just having the back of your mind, then Morty's question is not a question. Okay, but it's still difficult to wash over. Now let's go to the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Says the Rambam in Helchus Maisa Karbanos, does the Rambam sound like the Chachili need the Shema or not?
Yes.
Maisa Karbanos, I assume we got the Russian tape down by now, says the Rambam Maisa Karbanos, he seems abundantly clear that lechachila you need stam. He doesn't mention anything about it tonight, Bezdin. Says the Rambam, I'll read you Maisa Karbanos, two halachas in a row. Ha-omer... Sorry, that's per Yodalad. I'm looking for Yodalad. Yeah. Says the Rambam, says very clearly, you need to think of shisha dvarim. But very clear that stam is only b'dieved, says the Rambam, very clear. Lechatchila sarich machshava l'shma v'rak b'di'eved stam is kosher. The question is, what does the Rambam do with tonight Bezdin? Right? Question is, what about the tonight Bezdin? Wasn't the tonight Bezdin that even lechatchila you shouldn't think l'shma? So you could answer, he holds like Tosos, that maybe the Tanai Bezdin was to go down from Dibur to Machshava. But I don't love that answer. Okay, here we'll start with wrong answers. Aleph, you could say, Kmo Tosos, Shehisnu, Shelo Yomar Lishma, Ella Yachshov Lishma. But I don't think that makes sense for two reasons. Number one, it doesn't fit so well in the Lashon of the Mishnah, lo haya b'livo. And number two, for the Rambam, there was never an Inyan of Amira in the first place. Because the Rambam does not hold like Tosos. He holds that Hegel is the b'machshava napa amira, that's the pshat of the Rambam, right? And that shalom l'shma. There was never a havmin of amira. That only works if you think that Pigel is by Amira, then you could say they lowered it from the Amira. But if you think generally Machshavos are Amira until the time Bezdin, then they said, don't do it positively Amira, bring it down to Machshava. But the Rambam never has Amira by Machshavos. So I think this is difficult for... Oh, we already used Aleph above, maybe we'll use A here. But this is difficult because of the lashon of lo haya b'libo, and even more so, and Rambam himself never has a din of amira anywhere. Right? That's what he said was shot in the Rambam, that all machshavos didn't depend on Amira. So, like, why would you need a Tanai Bezdin? Okay, what does the Birkas HaZevach say that I put in full? Exactly. Says the Birkas HaZevach, and you know what? The Birkas HaZevach is a good pshat if, meaning, it's a difference between something I made up is totally wrong. Right? XX. The Birkas HaZevach is a good pshat unless you look someplace. Who is the Birkas HaZevach? The Birkas HaZevach, by the way, is very, very important. If anyone has an... No, no one has an Ozva Hatter. In the Asifat Zekeinim, the Chofetz Chaim published on Kadshim, he put together four achronim considered very important. The Birkas HaZevach is by Rishmuel Kandiver. Oh, so you have it in the back, good. The author of the Tefer Shmuel on the bottom of the Rush, as well as many others for him. He was very, very important in the history of Kadshim, besides the fact that he was a Choshev Mefarish. He wrote, if you look in the back, see, Yehuda just turned to the back, Birkas HaZevach has, he separated Chidushim and Hagohos. This is the Chidushim. He also made tons of Hagohos on the side of Zvachim. And our printed edition of Masechet Zvachim, the Vilna edition, based on the previous edition, is based on all the emendations that Birkas HaZevach made. So like if you go to the first printed Talmud and compare it to our Gemara, you'd see a lot of differences. And most of those differences came from Hagohos of the Birkas HaZevach. The other big magi is the Tzon Kachim, which also found that in Sikhs of Canaan. But if you look on our Dapin, in the margins, it always says some other Gerson said Sadi Kof at the end. That's the Gerson of the Tzon Kachim. So the Tzon Kachim's Hagos made it into the source of Shas, but the Birkas HaZevach's Hagos made it into the print. Although when you see on the side it says Rashak, Reshin Kof in the Vilna edition, in the side, that means the Birkas HaZevach, Rishmuel Kandiver. Anyway, so the Birkas HaZevach, he says, very easy, the Rambam paskin against Rabbi Yossi, like the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yossi held there's a Tanai Besin. He paskin like the Chacham, there's no Tanai Besin. That would be a perfect answer, right? He says, Rambam pasak kitana kamma neged Rabbi Yossi, that there's no Tanai Besin. If there's no type Bezdin, then you need Lashma, and only B'dievet Stam is okay.
That would need a reason anyway.
Right? So, okay, why would you pause like Chum against Rabbi Yossi? Okay, say there's a robe, you ask Rabbi Yossi, you work it out. This, I only give one X. Why? Because Misvara, it makes perfect sense. Misvara is a perfectly good explanation of the Rambam. It's just not the right explanation of the Rambam. How do we know? Maybe we have a text that Birkas HaZevach didn't have. I don't know what text he had, but we have the Rambam's Pirush HaMishnah.
Right.
And the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnah explicitly halachic Rabbi Yossi. But that's okay, because he interprets Tanai Besdin completely different. Right? Yeah. So, he would be right, meaning, here's an X, Misvara. That was a silly idea. I shouldn't even brought it up. Because of the Pirush HaMishnah. It's a great pshat in the Mishnah Torah if you don't have the Pirush HaMishnah. But if you have the Pirush HaMishnah, you realize that's not pshat in the Rambam. What's really pshat in the Rambam? Real pshat in the Rambam is, as he says in the Pirush HaMishnah, very, very explicitly. What does he say explicitly?
They didn't argue.
See? The Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos answers up the kasha on the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. He says, what happened to the Tanai Besdin? He says, the Tanai Besdin didn't mean what you thought it meant.
Right.
You thought the Tanai Besdin meant that you shouldn't say Lashma. What does the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos say the Tanai Besdin means?
It's the owner.
That the Bailim, he says, you know what the Machlokes Tanna Kamma says? The Bailim should have in mind these six things. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, the Bailim shouldn't have in mind these six things. The Tanai Besdin, the Bailim shouldn't do anything. Only the Ovid should have in mind. And that fits exactly what he says in Mishnah Torah. What does he say in Mishnah Torah? Tzorech ha'oveh cheimach shavto. Very poshut. The Tanai Besdin was the Bailim shouldn't think. Tanai Besdin was never on the Oveid. The Oveid should always think. So that's what he says. The Tanai Besdin shet Bailim lo yachshavu klal. Aval poshut. Sheha Oveid Sarach Lachshov Lishmo. The Oveid was never, that was the Machlokas of Yossi and the Chachamim and the Tanna Kamma. The Machlokas was only whether the Bailim also needs to think Lishma or not. And where does the Rambam get the idea that the Machlokas of Yossi and the Tanna Kamma is about the Bailim? They both admit the Oveid should have Lishma. The Machlokes is of the Bible, Shad Lashma, of course, from the last line of the Mishnah. What's the last line of the Mishnah? She'ein ha'machshava holeches, ela achar ha'oved. He says, read the Mishnah. Let me read you a line in the Mishnah. Shu'tnai bezdin she'ein machshava holeches el achar ovei. It's a tnai bezdin. The machshava only follows the ovei. So then it's a tnai bezdin that only the ovei is shayach to machshava, not the baila. Very pashut. The Rambam says that reading pshat in the Mishnah. So what we really have, and therefore, with all due with no due respect to my suggestion that the Rambam was based on Tosos, because that was just silly. With all due respect to the Birkas Zevas pshat that the Rambam possibly liked the Tanakhama, which is a good pshat in the Rambam if you don't have the Perush of Mishnayos, you know, which maybe he didn't have a copy of, I don't know. He lived a long time ago. But the Rambam Perush of Mishnayos makes it very clear. He just says that you don't understand what the Tanai was. You think the Tanai Bezim was that no one should say Lishma? No, the Tanai Bezim was that the Bailim shouldn't think Lishma. But of course the Ovid should. The Ovid was not part of the Tanai Bezim.
What is the idea that the Bailim should have any machshava while the Ovid has taken over?
Aha! So this is a big machlokes in Zayin of an Aleph. It's called Masnisid Loki Haitana, and the Rambam would say, Masnisid Loki Haitana. The Tanya, Amr Elazar Ryosi, Shematish on Bailam with Faglam. But Elazar Ryosi holds the Bailam could fit Pagel. Right? This is, of course, anyone ever want to, on vacation, want to do something fun? Read Rabbi Yosef Engel's book, Gvur Shmonim, who asks the famous question, Elazar Ryosi holds the Bailam could have Machshavas Pagel. The Bailam think they'll eat it tomorrow or 2 days from now, then it's Pagel. So, the Rav Yosef Engel, he knew how to have fun. What did he do for fun? He wrote a sefer called Gvur Shmonim. It's not his only sefer on this, Matkonet. Gvurot Shmonim, which is 80 answers to a question. What's the question? Not why there's 8 days of Hanukkah. Question is, why would any sota ever die? According to Rav Yosef, let her just think she'll eat the mincha tomorrow, and then the mincha sota will be pegel, and the halakha is mefurish. Whenever the mincha is pasul, then the water doesn't work. So therefore, the whole sota shouldn't work. She should just think to eat the mincha tomorrow and get away with it. Okay, that's his question. He has 80 answers to that question. Ayin Shum, I read through it once. He cheated a little. Like, some of the answers are variations on the same answer, obviously. But it's a very, very clever idea. Okay. So that's Rav Yossi. He says the Bailam are mefaglim. So there is one opinion. The Bailam is about Shabbat matters. And I'll just go on here. And why? Don't regard a hikrif hamakrif. The makriv depends. The makriv is the Bible. He's not as makriv as the karban.
He's
not as makriv as the karban. So Amar Rabbi, Yosef, Shimon, Rilazar, Kulus, Rilu, Zay, Mechashav, Zay, Oved, Havi, Machshava. Rabbi makes a more cloudy thing, because this applies in Nechulin. Even not Kachim. Let's say I ask you, could you shech this cow for me? And I think and say and everything, I'm shechting as a karban for Avodah Zarah. So is it Asher B'Hanah, because I, the owner, want it to be for Avodah Zarah? Or is there a matrana? Because you, the shochet, didn't intend a motorzara. So in our sense, it's a kloli machloket, ze mechashiv, ze ove, there's a machloket, whether the machshava of the bailim counts, because after all, he's the one who is being shechted for, or the machshava of the ove counts.
That would be b'shasa shrito, before the shrito, what are the parametri?
Okay, good question. It certainly has to be about the shrita. Does it have to be b'shasa shrita? I'm guessing yes, but let's leave that at Tzarkiyah for now. So, now let's just read, you see how the Rambam all of a sudden is not a Chiddush anymore. The Rambam becomes Pashut. Because what does the Mishnah say? Mishnah on Daf Mem Vavam Beis says Rabbi Yossi Shetnai Bezdin Hu. Oh, let me do it better. Someone read me the last the Rabbi Yossi says. Someone read me Rabbi Yossi's words in the Mishnah. Says Rabbi Yossi, Af mi shelo haya belibo l'shem etc. is kosher, right? Shetnai bezdin who? Shehu tnai bezdin? Sorry. Shehu tnai bezdin. Shehu tnai bezdin. She'ein hamachshava holechet? Ela achar ha'oved. Okay, I know you can't read what I wrote, but it's just a Mishnah. How did the Rambam read this? The Rambam reads this very smoothly. Reads the Rambam. There's just two different taiches of this Mishnah. Reads the Rambam. That, how does the Rambam read it? He reads it, it's Chayim Peish Mishnayis. Im Bailim Lo Chashvu Kosher. Shehu Tnai Bezdin. Shebailim Lo Yachshivu. So Tnai Bezdin, the Bailim's Machshava, is irrelevant. Or let's say it even better. Shehu Tnai Bezdin. Shemachshava Tluya Be'oved Velo Be'bailim. Right, even if he says the Rambam, me is Bailim, even a Bailim didn't think anything is fine, he says it's not bad, the Bailim are irrelevant, only the Oved matters.
Is Oker Dover Min HaTorah?
Ah, good question. Is that Oker Dover Min HaTorah when they said the Bailim don't make a difference? So this is a big, big, big machlokas. The Tosfos Yontif says it can't be. They were Oker Dover Min HaTorah Legamri. It must be that even Midoraisa, the Bailim can't do Pegel, and the Bailim's Machshava doesn't really count. It was just like a L'chachila Hidr that the Bailim fought. And they were just Oker that L'chachila Hidr. Okay, that they're allowed to do. However, the Karen Ora assumes that even Midoraisa, the Bailim's Machshava would really count. Yeah. They were Oker the Bailim's Machshava Mikol V'chol. What gave them the right to be Oker the Bailim's Machshava? So it's an interesting question. This is Tanai Bezdin. Let's read this Tanai Bezdin Lefi HaRambam. Tanai Bezdin Lefi HaRambam. One derech is the Tosfos Yontif. He says, Min HaTorah Bailim Ein Mefaglin. There, Machshava doesn't really make a difference. The rock Lechatchila machmirim shebailim yachshavu lishma, and then midrabanan, right? Bailim lo yachshavu. Okay, and John, you can admit that that's not Oker Dover Min HaTorah. That's okay. It was the bailim really were just lechatchila. They could take away that. However, the Tosfos, the Karen Ora assumes otherwise. Assumes the Karen Ora that no, Mida Oraisa, Machshava Holeches Achar HaBailim, and Bailim Mefaglim. Mida Oraisa, the Bailim's Machshava really counts. Mida Rabbanan, Bitlu, Machsheves Bailim.
Yeah.
And Eina Bailim Mefaglim, as the Rambam says, Birish Nice, and you see that we paskin Eina Bailim Mefaglim. That whoever says Bailim Mefaglim is Nidcha. So according to the Karen Ora, this is a much bigger Chiddush, right?
Yeah.
Meaning the Imamish took away the Bailim that shouldn't really count it. If the Bailim would think Pigel or Shalol Shalom would be puzzle, and they took away the Bailim's ability to pass the Karba. For the Tosyanta, they took away the Bailim's Lechachil Achomra, which may have been Daraisa, may only have been Darabon in the first place, to think, okay, so they took away a Chomra Lechachil, a Hidr, fine. But according to the Tosfos Yontif, midoraisa bailim mefaglim, and midrabanan ain bailim mefaglim. That's a big chiddush, meaning what gives the rabbanan take away the pigel or shalol lishma of the bailim? So you could ask in the Karen Ora, through what power? So the Karen Ora's lashon is v'yesh koach b'yadam lehotzi akarbon mirshuso le'inyan zeshed le'yoel machshavto. They have power to take it out of his rishus for the inyan machshavto. Now here's what's tricky. Do they have power of hefker bez and hefker? Clearly.
Yes.
But this was funny. They didn't take it out of his rishus le'gamri. It's still olas ruvein, right? Still olas ruvein. Ruvein still yotze his ola. You still need to have my bailim of ruvein, right? But they took away hefker bez and hefker. They took away his power to do this. A partial hefker bez and hefker. Okay, that's a big chiddush. But that's what you have to say. Says the mashmos of the Karen Ora is hefker bez den hefker, because they use the lashon hotzio mirshuso. They took it out of his rishus. They took it out of his rishus. Or at least they took this power out of his rishus. That's a big chiddush in the Keren Orah.
You said that there has to be the Baalus, being the Baal of Korah, but each Tiyakrit. Who said that that's the same thing as in Dini Mamanus? I mean, Dini Mamanus, the power of his saying something, the Keren Orah.
I understand, says,
but it's still his.
I Korah. Understand, but the Keren Orah has to figure something out, right?
No, that's what he's just saying. The Hefker based on Hefker is Dini Mamanus, and he can't talk.
Okay.
He has no Baalut to talk.
Fine.
But it's still his Korah.
Okay. It's still, you understand how it's still a big fish.
Aren't you just
going
to swallow the fact that the Rambam doesn't mention this Bechal in Mishnah Torah?
Yes, that doesn't bother me. The Rambam only gives the Halacha Maaseh in the Mishnah Torah. That doesn't bother me. I mean, according to Joseph Yontif, it would be smoother, I understand. The Rambam doesn't mention something that was not really so accurately in the first place.
Right.
But I can live with that. Yeah. Now, I'll just point out that maybe you could say a different way. The whole question, how does Zeh Mechashiv Zeh Obed work? Like, Midor Raisa, why can the Bailu be Mephagel? So if you say it's just because they're Bailu Selah Keren Orah, you can have this Hafka of Bailus, which is a big Kiddush, because A, it's only Hafka of one right of Bailus, and B, it's not like regular Bailus anyway, it's really hectish. Or maybe you could say that, really, the only reason that Midor Raisa, the Bailu's Machshava counts, and here I'm getting into a Sugya in Kiddush Hafka of Gimel, is because the coin is Shechting on his behalf. Maybe Midor Raisa, his Machshava only counts because of the shlichus of the Kohen who's doing the avod on his behalf. Now, I understand this is a little tricky because the sugya and kedusha of gimel, the kohanim are shluchim of the bailam or shluchim of Hashem. But if you say that at least partially shluchim of the bailam, which many rishonim understand is maskana that gemara that's somewhere in between, then maybe you could say that it's not that he fundamentally has the right to do it. He has the right to do it because the Kohen is shechting on his behalf, so he's connected to the Avoda. If you say the Hacham made were mafkia, the Shlichos, the Hacham made it's not bezin, that the Kohen should shecht not on behalf of the owner, but just on behalf of the Mikdash, just as pure Shluchei Drachmana, then you can understand that he only had the right because he was the one sending the Kohen to do the Avoda. What?
It's still Ola, though. He hasn't disassociated him.
Right, so you have to say that it's Ola even if the Avodah was not done on your behalf. Okay, so maybe you could say, Ola Yesh Lomar, that the Takana was, Sheha Oved Lo Yavod Bishlichos Habaylim. You know, they just made it tonight business. From now on, all Ovid have in mind not to do it Bishlichos Habaylim, to do it on their own. And you have to assume that it's not necessary to be done with Shlichus Habaylim, right? So also, it's not so posh, and you have to get into that sugya.
Why do we have to say that it's Hafkaras Habaylim, to make it turn into a Kosher Mishpat thing?
Mm-hmm. Why can't we just say?
Even in the realm of business, a certain mechanism of a korban, but the korban that has its own rules. It's not bailus of bailus.
Okay,
but
what are those? But you haven't defined what those rules are. What are these rules that they make tight best then?
The rules are that the bailim have only certain. Responsibilities and privileges according to the
definition. Okay, I'll leave this as an open question. You could say a different way, you could say it's Hefker Bezeh, Hefker Mamonis, you could say that really the only reason the Bailim could do is because of some shlichos of the Oved, and they told the Oved not to be a shliach. Lemaisa, there's two different ways of reading Tznai Bezeh. Either the Tznai Bezeh is very mild Tznai Bezeh, where they just told you not to do some lechatchila, some chomra or lechatchila, I know those are two different things, or it's a very serious Tznai Bezeh, and they actually took away the power of someone's dibur. How they did it, you have to figure out. The Keren Orah weighs in. That's the Rambam. Let's just look at Rashi. How does Rashi read it? Rashi reads it that if the Oved lo chashav, it's kosher. Shehu tznai bezdin sheha Oved lo yachshov. Hold on, how does Rashi finish the Mishnah? Shuv tnai bezin sha'oved lo yachshov. Rashi says, me is the Oved. Even if the Oved didn't think anything, it's kosher. Because tnai bezin, the Oved shouldn't think. But then how does Rashi read the end? So, the machlokas is how to translate sheh. This is the real machlokas. Sheh. That letter shin. What does sheh mean? If I say, let me give you an example. Ready? V'kach amarti shehu lo yagia l'shiur hayom. What does sheh mean?
That.
Or how about this? Hu lo yagia l'shiur hayom. Kach amarti. Sheyadati sheishto nas'a l'beit cholim l'ledet.
Because.
What is sheh? Because. Right? It's a question. Does sheh have no comma before him and it's a that? Or does it have a comma and it means because? Sheh can mean both things. It can mean straight sheh that or comma sheh because. That's the machlokas Rambam and Rashi. Says Rambam. Rambam is red. He says no comma. Rambam says Bezdin she'ein equals that. Says Rashi, it would make no sense. Since the Ovid shouldn't think. What does that have to do with it? Says Rashi. And again, I'm not making it up. Rashi says in Daf Yomi Beis. It's not like I'm speculating what Rashi says. I'm just summarizing what Rashi says. Says Rashi, Bezdin, comma, she'ein equals because. Rashi puts a comma and she means because. What does Rashi mean? V'tiknukach mishum sheh machshava holeches acharei ha'oved. Why would that be reason to be mitaking? So let's think for a second. This is going to be machlokes Rashi and Rambam. But, because the machlokes, because it depends on the oved.
And not on the bad.
And the lala bailam, right. The lala bailam, and you have to add something. Who's more likely to do shelo lishma? The oved or the bailam?
Bailam.
The oved.
You can see it both ways. On the one hand, you could say who's more likely to mess up the bailam, because the bailam is just a pashut guy, and the ovdim or kohanim's rizim are professionals. Who's more likely to mess up? The layman, not the professional. But on the other hand, who's more likely to mess up? The Bailam who brought this carbon for... What, the Bailam's going to say Ola Shimon? It's his carbon. The Bailam's going to say it's a chatas not Ola. The Bailam knows the score. The Bailam understands exactly what his needs are. He has an interest. As opposed to the Ovdim, especially if you assume Akira Batos counts as Akira, which is a machlokas that's not resolved in Shas. The Ovdim can easily get confused. Right? The Ovdim, they have so many carbonos there. You know, it's very easy for the Ovdim to mess up. Tosos and Abbez and Bez assumes this, that Akira Batos is Shmei Akira, that even a mistake in Shol Shema is a problem. And so that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, She'en of Shol Lefzo, Hilkach, Ihami Shol Lishma, Avu Gav the Bailam, and the Shmol of Midihu. Therefore, what is the Sheh mean? If the Kohen did it Shol Lishma, it would be puzzled, even if the Bailam tried to do it Lishma. Velav the Hutal Nosa, because it doesn't depend on the Bailam. Therefore, the Kohanim might mess up. And the Kohanim are likely to mess up. And therefore, since the Machshava only goes by the Oved, you can see it in two ways. Either it only goes by the Oved and Kohanim are more likely to mess up, or you might have thought if either one of them says Lishma is good enough. But no, it only goes by the Oved, and therefore the Oved messes up, it's a problem. Kohanim are likely to mess up, and therefore they had to add Kohanim. So, they had to make a Takana. That's a Rashi, so it's a totally different Sheh. So for Rashi and Tosos, the Takana, the Tanai Dezden, is on the Oved. For the Rambam, the Tanai Dezden is on the Bailam. They were just mafkia, the machshava of the Bailam. Now, I just have one last question. According to the Rambam, one last question. They were mafkia, the machshava of the Bailam. okay, why are the Rashiim Nakir the Rashiim of the Bailim? It's interesting. Rashi and Zuhanim are likely to mess up. The Rama, the things like Jonathan said at first, no, the Bailim are likely to mess up. Laymen mess up. Professionals don't. So for the Rambam, they're Rashiim the Rashiim of the Bailim. Just one last point. How did, this is what bothers all the Achronim, the Karen Oren, the Ibn Uzzel, many others, I'm not getting into all of them. According to Rashi, I understand, how did our sugya prove, remember we brought this as a proof, that stoma is kosher. For Rashi it's very easy, because we do stoma, so obviously it's kosher. For Tosos, and right, in this Havmina, it's also very easy, he explains, because he will... he will forget to think, if you tell him just to think instead of saying, he'll forget to think and he'll do stoma. For Rambam, however, how does our Gemara prove that stoma is kosher? I know we pass the stoma. How does our Gemara prove that stoma is kosher? All the Mishnah says the Bailim shouldn't think. The Kohen still has to think. So for Tosfos, for the Rambam, This is still a question for the Rambam. If the Kohen or the Oved still has to think Lishma, how did we prove stomach kosher? Remember, the way the Rambam read the Mishnah, it's not that if no one had in mind it's kosher. Only if the Bailim didn't have in mind it's kosher. But maybe stomach's not kosher. Maybe the old mate still has to have in mind. So here I have two answers, and I'll leave you with this. Anyone want to answer? How do we prove that stomach's kosher? Just because the Bailim don't have to think, how do they prove stomach's kosher? So you have to say one of two things. Either the Karen Ora, and this is only works for his derech. Truth is, these all probably only work for the Karen Ora's derech. But you have to say one of two things. Or make up a third thing, if you so desire. But I will answer one of two things. One is to say that, hold on, Mida Oraisa, you need the Bailim to think. Mida Oraisa, you need Machsheves Bailim, the Shema. So they told the Bailim, they eliminated the Machsheva of the Bailim. But still, if they eliminated the Machsheva of the Bailim, then what are the Bailim now? Their Stama. Right? He says that if Min HaTorah... Min haTorah, right? Shrichim machsheves bailin lishma. Mi derabanan gitlu machsheves bailin. Right? But don't you still need the machshav of the bailin lishma?
No.
Now you're missing, but now you're missing machshav of the bailin. Right? And the question is, lama lo nifsal? Mipa'at chesron machsheves bailin lishma. Why isn't it puzzle now? Because they took away the owner's right to be choshev, so now we're missing the machsheves bailin lishma. So the answer is stama kilishma. That's what the current Ora says. That the assumption is not midoraisa the bailin had power to be choshev. Midoraisa, the Bailim have an obligation to be choshev lishma. Midoraisa, the Bailim have to think lishma. Oh, but they took away the Bailim. Whatever the Bailim say is irrelevant. They taped the mouth of the Bailim with duct tape, and whatever they say doesn't count. Okay, so where do you have the Tzai Machshav of Bailim? The answer is you have the stomach, and stomach is good enough.
Why didn't they
come
away the
Bailim?
What?
Hotziu Mirshuto.
So his stomach is no good.
What?
His stomach is no good because the Hotziu Mirshuto.
Ah, no, that depends. If you mean Rashi's stomach, no. But if you mean Tosus's stomach...
You sure?
Okay, the other option, I'll give you one other option.
Maybe it's just Mevatel and Baalut, and there's no Bailim altogether, so you don't...
I'll give you one other option. Yeah. Then HaTorah...
How's the level? It's nothing.
What?
No, we said...
Because stomach's Lishma. I'll give you one other option. This is similar to the Ibn Uzzel law. He says a little fancier. Min HaTorah... Tzrichim... Machshava... Lishma shel mishu. You need someone's machsheves lishma, right? It could be either the Bailam or the Kohen. And you have two chances. Right? You have two chances. Midrabanan, and you have two chances. Midrabanan, Hifkiyu, Machsheves Bailam. But then what might happen? Now you only have one chance. Right? Now you only have one chance. But what if the Oved forgets to think Lishma? Here he's reading the Gemara as, not that the Tanai Bezin is Shelo Lishma. No, Midah Arayis, so you need someone to think Lishma. And you have two chances, either the Bailam or the Oved. Midah Bada, they took away the Bailam. They cut off the mouth of the Bailam. Now you only have one chance. But there's a problem. What's the problem? If you have only one chance, right? You ever want to have only one fail-safe mechanism? Right? You're building a ship. You want to have only one chance to save the ship if it crashes? No, you have to have multiple mechanisms. Right? Now, Midrabanan, they took away the Bailam. It's only up to the Oved. What if he forgets? That's what the Gemara says. Something that'll lead to stumble. What if he forgets? Right? What's the lashon of our Gemara? The lashon of our Gemara was, with our bottom make a takana that will lead to a psul? It'll lead to a psul because there's only one chance he might forget. Why did our bottom make such a foolish takana and only give you one chance that he might forget? So the answer is, stama lishma, it's okay, it won't be possible because even if the Kohen forgets, it's still stama lishma. So for the Rambam, you have to say one of these two things. Which, again, neither of them are so much the Tosas Yantif, who seems to assume that Midoraisa only depended on the Oved. Then I'm stuck. But if you assume, like the Karen Ora, that Midoraisa, the Bailam Mamish, played a role, then either say Midoraisa, you needed Machsheves Bailam, maybe in addition to, or maybe not, of the Oved, and Midrabanan, they took away the Bailam, so isn't it possible? No, it's still Sama Lishma. Or you can say Midoraisa, you had two chances. Midrabanan, they took away one chance. Isn't that risky to leave you with one chance that it might forget? The answer is Stam Lishma, it's okay. Alright, so here we have
Stam Lishma who?
What? Stam Lishma of everyone! Yeah, doesn't matter. Yes, okay.
But even on the Aleph, can't it be that when the Baal gives it over to the Oved, he's giving him shlichus, total shlichus, and he's giving him the Machshava over to him also, so you don't have to worry about the Baalim anymore. They made the Kohen as their total shliach, and the Kohen's Machshava is shlichus from the Baal.
What is that answering?
Then that's why you can't prove that Stama is worse. Because Baal is not doing anything altogether anymore. He's given it over to Kohen. He knows the Kohen's going to have Machshava. You take care of it.
And it cannot be. If you take that approach, but then our Gemara doesn't work. Take that. I agree with your approach theoretically, but then our Gemara doesn't work. What you're saying is that Midoraisa depends on the Bailam, and then once he gives it to the Kohen, it totally depends on the Kohen. You're saying that Midoraisa, it totally depends on the Kohen once he gives it over. Then I just can't get our Gemara. That's the problem. Okay, we'll pick up Mirz Hashem Thursday. Just by show of hands, does anyone want to stay another few minutes and daven Mincha and make a Mincha minion?
Yeah.
Oshia es amecha uvarech es naflasecha urim v'naseim. We have also Josh. We have also Josh, and where's?